We live in an age where speed is a virtue. The faster, the better. You're hungry, your smartphone allows you to order food from countless restaurants and have it delivered in no time. You want to be entertained? Today's streaming services bring the latest films and television series into your living room with a push of a button. We can communicate with people directly, worldwide, and obtain information instantly, wherever we are, as long as we've got an internet connection. Thanks to dating apps, we also have access to an unprecedentedly large pool of potential mates whenever we use our smartphones. Whatever we want it quickly, because, after all, time is money, and we don't want to waste any of it. The ability to speed up many of life's processes seems like a blessing. We can live more efficiently and get more done in a shorter amount of time. We can be more productive, enjoy a larger quantity of entertainment, communicate with more people, and travel to more destinations within a lifetime. But does doing more in less time equal better, more pleasurable experiences? Is a fast-paced life a happier life? A growing group of people believes that we're better off slowing down. This slower approach to life is known as slow living. As a counter-movement, slow living opposes the fast-paced life that aims for many experiences in a short time, as living at high speed means we're often living hastily, chaotically, superficially, and with a lack of appreciation of the moment. So instead, slow living encourages us to prioritize what truly matters and take time to digest it. Slow living, therefore, includes simplifying one's life and savoring the present moment. When we try to define slow living, theoretically and practically, we'll discover numerous interpretations and ways to live more slowly. So it seems that slow living is largely open to interpretation. However, values like simplicity, balance, intentionality, and being mindful seem to be recurring ingredients among expressions of slow living. But aside from the lifestyle practices, is there a philosophical underpinning for slow living? The idea of slowing down isn't new. For example, thinkers like Henry David Thoreau and Arthur Schopenhauer favored living at a slow pace. This video explores not just the slow living lifestyle and how to practice it, but also some philosophical reflections that support the idea of slow living. The ability to speed up certain aspects of life and fit in as many experiences as possible in one lifetime sounds like an enrichment. The more experiences, the better. Also, by doing things faster, we can live our lives more efficiently, getting more done in less time. But this increased pace has downsides, as the greater quantity of our experiences may significantly diminish their quality. When we're constantly in a rush, we may not have the time or mental space to engage with the activities we're participating in fully. We may rush through meals, conversations, or other activities without fully savoring them, making them feel less enjoyable or fulfilling. Also, when we're always in a hurry, we may miss important details or nuances in our experiences. For example, suppose we're rushing through a museum exhibit. In that case, we may not take the time to fully appreciate each piece of art or read the accompanying descriptions, which can diminish our understanding and enjoyment of the exhibit as a whole. Living life at a fast pace can also lead to overstimulation or overwhelm, particularly if we're constantly trying to fit in as many experiences as possible. And when we're always on the go, we may not give ourselves enough downtime or space to process our experiences, making them feel less meaningful or memorable. So we may think that we have experienced a lot, but we actually experienced many things superficially, and often hardly paid attention to them. Paying less attention can negatively impact our happiness. For example, when constantly rushing around and not fully engaging with our surroundings or experiences, we may miss out on moments of joy or contentment. We may not take the time to appreciate the small things that can bring us happiness, such as spending time with loved ones, enjoying a beautiful sunset, having a delicious meal, or simply reflecting on past experiences that gave us joy. Going fast comes with a price. It can harm our mental health and well-being. When we're constantly on the go and not taking the time to care for ourselves, we may feel burnt out, anxious, or depressed. Moreover, we may be so focused on achieving our goals or getting things done that we neglect the things that truly bring us happiness and fulfillment, which are often simple and easy to obtain. In a world that values productivity and hustle culture, slowing down and taking a step back may seem counterintuitive, but it could dissolve the stress and chaos that cloud what we're actually looking for, feelings described as contentment, joy, and happiness. So what did the past philosophers say about slowing down life to enjoy it more fully? The ancient Greek philosopher Epicurus preached living a simple life, enjoying contentment with little rather than the endless chase of vain pleasures. His philosophy shows that the things we need to live happily, like simple foods, shelter, and tranquility, are easy to come by. For Epicurus, the best pleasure is static. It's the pleasure of having our desires satisfied, of no longer being in need or want. Moving pleasure, however, is fleeting and temporary, such as the enjoyment of entertainment, food, and intercourse. Epicurus prioritizing static pleasures over moving pleasures is relevant to the concept of slow living, because it emphasizes the importance of taking a more intentional and mindful approach to life. In this case, to be selective of one's pleasures of choice. Individuals can achieve a greater sense of balance and contentment in their lives by focusing on cultivating long-term, stable sources of pleasure and satisfaction, rather than constantly seeking temporary thrills and distractions. The simpler our pleasures, the easier we'll achieve a contented state. If we can easily satisfy our desires, we'll experience less stress and save more time to sit back, relax, and simply enjoy the contentment of being satiated. So we could say that the engagement in static pleasure is the ultimate form of slow living, as experiencing static pleasure requires us to slow down and stop chasing. Static pleasure is generally enjoyed slowly. How can we enjoy satisfaction if we're already busy chasing the next pleasure again? The 19th century American philosopher Henry David Thoreau's book, Walden, describes his experience of living a simple life in the woods near Concord, Massachusetts, at Walden Pond. He emphasized the importance of slowing down one's life and living deliberately. He believed that society's fast-paced lifestyle hindered authentic living and that we should simplify our lives to truly experience happiness. I quote, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." End quote. Thoreau believed that by slowing down and simplifying our lives, we could become more in tune with nature and our inner selves. And so, he encouraged people to disconnect from the distractions of modern life, such as technology and consumerism, and instead focus on the simple pleasures of life, like engaging in meaningful work, spending time in nature, and cultivating deep relationships with others. The ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu also showed the importance of slowing down and living in harmony with nature. In the Tao Te Ching, he famously stated that nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. Accomplishment doesn't require speed. Just take a look at nature. Natural processes like growing plants or the formation of rivers are pretty slow, but the results don't lie. If we force things, however, trying to speed things up in unnatural ways, we'll only get in trouble, according to the Taoist point of view. Lao Tzu believed that by living in accordance with the natural flow of the universe, our lives would be more peaceful and effortless. The concept of Wu Wei, translated as effortless action or non-action, encourages not to force things and, in many cases, to slow down to embark on a natural flow. So, slowing down, the Taoists see as a means not to force the ways of nature, which we might be doing when we're rushing. In both Lao Tzu's teachings and the slow living lifestyle, the emphasis lies on finding balance and harmony in one's life, rather than constantly striving for more and pushing oneself to the brink of exhaustion. The 19th century philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer believed that the pace of modern life is detrimental to human well-being. In his essay, The Wisdom of Life, he argued that we are so busy pursuing our goals and desires, which makes us miserable. He wrote, "The most important of all for happiness is the avoidance of those voluntary evils that are unnecessary to our existence. And the prime cause of this is the hurry and bustle that mark our existence, the rapid alternation of excitement and ennui, and the constant stimulation that results from our complex social and economic arrangements. For it is to these that we owe that fevered restlessness which throws us into the arms of the manifold illusions we mistake for happiness." End quote. In this passage, Schopenhauer suggests that modern life's fast-paced, overstimulated nature prevents us from experiencing true happiness instead of the illusions we mistake for happiness, like wealth and status. He argued that we should strive to simplify our lives and avoid unnecessary distractions and sources of stress. Thus, slow living aligns with Schopenhauer's belief that slowing down one's life or getting rid of the hurry and bustle is necessary for achieving true happiness and contentment. Another example of Schopenhauer's philosophy that supports the idea of slow living is his distinction between two kinds of pleasure, the pleasures of the will and the pleasures of the intellect. He considered the pleasures of the will of a lower kind, as they arise from the satisfaction of our desires and needs, such as hunger and thirst. Pleasures like these are fleeting and ultimately unsatisfying, as they fail to provide lasting happiness and contentment. However, the pleasures of the intellect come from contemplating science, art, and philosophy. Schopenhauer believed these pleasures are superior to those of the will, as they are more sustainable and provide a sense of lasting fulfillment. Intellectual pleasures are also more accessible than the pleasures of the will, as they are relatively cheap and don't depend on external circumstances. Intellectual pleasures are, by nature, slow. Then there's Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor of the ancient Roman Empire, who gave himself straightforward advice we can use if we seek tranquility. I quote, "If you seek tranquility, do less, or more accurately, do what's essential, what the logos of a social being requires, and in the requisite way, which brings a double satisfaction, to do less, better, because most of what we say and do is not essential. If you can eliminate it, you'll have more time and more tranquility. Ask yourself at every moment, is this necessary?" End quote. Regarding slow living, we could use this passage to remind ourselves to stick with the essentials. Doing too many things at once generates stress. By doing less, on the other hand, we can pay closer attention to the things we choose to do and work on them more slowly and precisely. As Marcus Aurelius stated, we'll have more time and more tranquility, which are core ingredients of slow living. So, how do we put slow living into practice? Is it a matter of making our social circles smaller, ditching that job that often requires us to overwork, and appreciating the small things in life? What else can we do to slow down and enjoy life more fully? There are countless ways to apply the idea of slow living to our lives, and we'll explore a couple of practical examples. The first one is to simplify one's schedule. Our lives can become overly busy and complicated, leaving us stressed and overwhelmed. To slow down, you can simplify your schedule by saying no to commitments that don't align with your priorities, taking breaks when needed, and prioritizing relaxation and tranquility. Unplugging from technology is another way to slow down our lives. Even though slow living doesn't reject technological advancements, it does encourage us to approach them mindfully. Technology can be a significant source of stress and distraction. To slow down and be more present, we could take regular breaks from screens, unplug during meals, and set aside time for quiet reflection. Another practical way of slow living is the cultivation of mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being fully present when engaging in our daily activities. We can cultivate mindfulness through activities like meditation and yoga. Aligning with Taoist philosophy, connecting with nature is another effective way to slow down, and it helps us to feel more grounded and calm. Spending time in nature is proven to reduce stress and anxiety. The Japanese philosophy of wabi-sabi, which we have explored in a previous video, suggests a practice of forest bathing, during which we deliberately slow our pace during a forest walk. Instead of being goal-oriented, going from point A to point B, we focus on the beauty of nature and open ourselves up to its healing capabilities. Even though living life in the fast lane might seem fun and exciting, it's not necessarily the key to happiness. Slowing down can be a rewarding experience. Instead of getting more quickly and superficially, we intentionally embrace less, more profoundly, and in the present. Thank you for watching.